Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Calibre Mining & Logistics Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Mehra from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the first-ever Q1 FY27 results conference call of Calibre Mining & Logistics Limited. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Mohit Satish Kumar Chadha, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Nikhil Kamal Kishore Karva, Chief Financial Officer. Without taking any more time, I will hand it over to Mr. Mohit for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first management conference call of Calibre Mining. I would just like to brief you about Calibre Mining. We are a coal mining and coal logistics company. Calibre was formed in 2014. The group and the management has a track record of more than 35 years. Calibre is a second-generation company led by four brothers, including me. Coming to the work of Calibre, we are one of the largest end-to-end coal providers, a service provider in Central India. When we say end-to-end, we do coal mining services, coal logistics services, rake loading services, rail coordination services, and a bit of coal trading. Coming to the performance operational highlights of Q1 FY27, we have done 1.54 million metric tons in Q1 FY27 versus Q1 FY26. We have done 1.21 metric tons. Coming to the overburden removal, we have done 43.37 million cubic meters versus 28.56 million cubic meters last year. Coming to coal transport by road, we have done 2.42 million metric tons versus 2.98 million metric tons. Coming to coal loaded on rakes, we have done 4.77 million metric tons versus 4.46 million metric tons in Q1 FY26. Calibre currently has a fleet size of 2,033 as of June 2026. Now, for the financial, I will hand over the call to Mr. Nikhil Karva, CFO at Calibre Mining.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone. Coming to financial highlights, I'm happy to inform the investors that we have done a revenue of 657 crores as against 393 crores in FY26, Q1 FY26. EBITDA stood at 110 crores as against 95.67 crores. Coming to cash profit, we have done a cash profit of 68.54 crores as against 55.37 crores in FY26. Our order book stood robust at 9,124 crores, including GST, as of June 30, 2026. Out of the revenue of 657 crores, 597 crores, that is approximately 91%, came from coal mining services. As Mohit highlighted, we have achieved highest-ever coal extraction of 1.54 million metric tons in this quarter and highest-ever overburden removal for the quarter of 43.37 million cubic meters. Moving on, I would like to highlight one point on the EBITDA margin, wherein we had a reported EBITDA margin of 16.80. However, our revenue for the quarter includes a revenue of 10.57 crores related to diesel escalation, which has been given to us by Coal India. So if we remove that, our EBITDA margin is at 20.02% for this quarter. And coming to the order book details, we have about seven sites currently ongoing, and all are operational. They are based in Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, and Chhattisgarh. So that's the highlight. We have an average order book period of 46 months, and we have a good revenue visibility for next 3 to 4 years. Moving on, I would like to highlight that we have also got a rating upgrade after our IPO. I am happy to share that we have got one notch improvement from BBB positive to A- with a positive outlook. The outlook has also been upgraded. Moving on, I think we are done. We are done. We can start with Q&A.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yash, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yes. Hi, team. My name is Yash. So the question to the leadership team is that the revenue is very good, but there was a margin compression on. So just want to understand, is it an exceptional thing or else like probably it will continue throughout the year?
See, margin has actually dipped. I wanted to highlight that it is mainly because of the Iran war situation. The cost has gone up significantly, particularly the diesel cost. We do have pass-through arrangements with our customers where diesel escalations are being given. However, despite that, there has been slight dip in the margin. And as I said, you have to compare margins with the adjusted EBITDA, wherein our adjusted EBITDA is coming to 20.02%, which we just updated in our investor presentation as well, which got uploaded some time ago.
I need to go through it today only.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the question from my side, and good luck to the team. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Roshan from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. On the same line of question, out of 10 ongoing sites, these all sites have fuel and other cost escalation and lease escalation clauses, and which sites do not have that clause in it?
Sir, if you see, 86% of our revenue comes from coal mining. So all our coal mining projects are covered with fuel escalation clause.
So the impact which we got is due to logistics side of business?
No. Sir, basically what happens is, when we come to the fuel escalation method, there is always a timing mismatch and you don't get exactly the 100%. So a small portion has to be paid. And if you see this time, the type of Iran war shoot up of fuel prices is very extraordinary, sir. If you see, this has not happened in the past, sir, this type of fuel increase. And we as a management are tracking this moment, and we believe the situation is now close to normalization very soon. So we believe the, but the best part is, sir, the revenue and the efficiency improvement from the management side is at its best, sir. Only on the fuel side, we got a hit in our moderate hit into our EBITDA, which generally is 23%, sir. But as per the current scenario, it is 20.02%, sir.
Okay. Sir, also, if I see over FY22 to 1Q FY27, our power and fuel costs and our repair and maintenance costs have increased significantly. So if we have complete pass-through in all our tenders of coal mining services, why do we see such massive jump in power and fuel cost over the last 4-5 years?
Sir, if you see the revenue of the company over the last 4-5 years have also grown, sir. So So our average CAGR growth over the last 5 years is more than 44%, sir. So these expenses will also come up in that way, sir. Even in the quarter one, sir, if you see our revenue is 657 crores versus our out of that 105 crore revenue is for diesel pass through. So the net revenue which we have done from business activity is 551 crores, sir.
Yes, that I've seen in our presentation. What I am asking is, as a percentage of revenue, it was around 30%, power and fuel cost I'm talking about, it was around 30% in FY22, that increased to 45% in FY24, increased to 47% in FY26. This time it was one of, let's ignore this 1Q for the time being.
Yes. So, sir, the very simple answer is, we were earlier a logistic company, sir. So, from 21 onwards, slowly and steadily, we started shifting our business to mining, sir. So, last year, we did 86% of our revenue from mining. Prior to that, it was 60, 50 and 40, sir. So, gradually, when our number in mining increased, sir, in mining, the fuel ratio is more than the logistic part, sir. And earlier, we also used to do coal trading, sir. So, that is why it is not comparable, sir.
Right. Okay. Also, sir, can you please give a split of margin between coal mining services and logistics business?
Sir, I believe we are a 23% EBITDA company when the situations are normal, sir. So, we believe the margin in coal logistics and coal mining ranges between 22 to 25%, sir, in current scenarios. And the only hit in quarter one was not on the revenue side. It was on the fuel and lubricant side, sir. So, as and when the situation improves, it is on the improving side, sir. Caliber will perform better, sir, in terms of EBITDA also, sir.
Okay, sir. And, sir, can you please explain the penalty clause which we have in our tender? So, is it the case that we have to supply each month a specific weight of metric ton or cubic meter or worth of volume as per prescribed tender? And what happens if we do not, we are not able to extract that volume?
Sir, for example, if I have to do 100 cubic meter mining per day as per the contract, and if I am able to do it, then there is no penalty. For example, I am able to do more than, I am not able to do more than 70%, 80%. Then there can be two scenarios. One scenario is there are hindrances available at the site due to which I am not able to perform. And second is inefficiency of caliber.
Okay.
So if the problem is inefficiency of caliber, I will be penalized by the contract as per the contract terms. But caliber in the past and in the history have never gone into the inefficiency cycle. Either caliber has done the 100% plus quantity, or caliber has got the hindrance from the respective customer.
Okay. So, if there is hindrance part, then we do not get any penalty?
No. It's in writing, sir, to both the parties. They sign it jointly, and then there is no penalty, sir.
Okay. Sir, how does management allocate resources such as fleet or land power across different sites? If we see some sites are progressing faster than the others, so how do we manage that?
Sir, the management is, there is a system, sir, we have four brothers. So one of our brothers is leading the HR division. So whenever we get a contract, what we do is we formalize what are the inputs to start the project. So one of the brother takes care of the appointment part, one of the brother takes care of the infrastructure, finance arrangements are made, equipment is finalized, which equipment is best suited for that mine, and then the camp is made available, and then the project starts in phases. So for example, if I get a work in the first month, I start 15-20%. Then gradually it keeps on growing. In 3 to 4 months, we get efficiency of 100%.
Okay.
I'll just also brief you about our team, sir. Apart from the four brothers in the company, this group has got very skilled, trained, and even the veterans of Coal India also on board. So that caliber, and even if you see our track record in performance, we in the last 5 years have grown at 44% plus CAGR, sir. So which is a very remarkable task in this sector, which we have done very well, sir. And it is all due to the teamwork and the senior management we have, sir.
Okay, sir. Sir, can I ask a few more questions?
I don't have problems, sir.
Yeah. Sir, are you planning to enter into MDO in medium or longer future?
Yes, we do, sir.
Can you please elaborate further on that?
Sir, what are the opportunities Caliber is currently exploring? Number one is we are doing coal logistic and coal mining, sir. Apart from that, we wish to enter into MDO coal, MDO iron ore, iron ore mining, and we also, as you must have read in our DRHP and RHP, that we also have secured one critical mineral block in Maharashtra. So apart from that, we are also exploring further more opportunities. You might also see the government is also very excited to promote this mining sector. So there are many opportunities coming up, and Caliber wish to be a part of part in it, sir.
So, sir, how do you plan to fund that CAPEX? Because generally, MDO is CAPEX intensive compared to coal mining services.
Yes, sir. So, sir, as you rightly said, we have done an IPO. In that IPO, we have secured 208 crores, which we have done out of that 500 crores. We have given 208 crores for debt rundown, 167 crores for addition of new equipment, and 125 crores for day-to-day expenses and liquidity of the business. So with this liquidity in hand, we will also get cash flow on month-to-month basis due to lower of interest cost, due to rundown of EMI with the loan repayment. So Caliber now is in a position to invest into the MDO business, sir. We do have the cash flow now, sir.
Okay, sir. Sir, any formal guidance for FY27 and 28 on the
other guidance, sir? I will just give post the question answer, sir. So it will be a generic one to everyone, sir. So post question answer, I will surely provide that, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That was from my side.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is the line of Arvind Arora from Arnam Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. And congratulations, management, for a good set of numbers. Sir, let you explain the adjusted EBITDA part. But still, I compared last year quarter one EBITDA, which was at 24.3%, and the adjusted EBITDA is 20%. So what is delta in between where we are missing? And the second point, you are mentioning that the steady state EBITDA would be at 23%. So is it correct in understanding, sir?
Sorry, can you just repeat the last part?
Sorry, sir?
Can you just repeat the last part which you said?
Yeah, yeah. So you were trying to mention that the 23% EBITDA would be the normal steady state EBITDA going forward.
Correct. So just to clarify, if you compare with the last quarter and the current quarter, the major impact, as we said, it is because of the fuel cost, the sudden spike in the diesel cost. Though we have escalation clauses in place, however, that is one of the major reasons where we are getting impacted. Apart from that, some of our mines are also getting closed, like the contract is getting over and new mines are getting started. So what happens technically is the previous mine, when it gets closed, our efficiency goes down because we have to provide more resources, but output is lesser at the close of the mine. And same happens at the start of the mine. So that's why there is an increase in the fuel cost. The best way to look at our company is to see YOY rather than for the year, rather than every quarterly performance. Because one more peculiarity is that we do capex at the start of the project. However, the revenue generation cycles once the capex is done. So if, for example, we are doing some capex in second quarter, the revenue will come from that quarter till the year end. So that's why there is a little bit of spike in the cost.
So that's in temporary in nature, correct? Like once we gradually improve our contract.
Rather than
temporary. Okay, understood. And sir, going forward, the way we entered during quarter one, so is there any escalation that we are considering, since there is a price increase in the fuel cost and there are wages cost is also increases. So are we considering that part as well?
Yes, sir. Very rightly, sir. We are discussing with our customer on tender to tender basis, and we surely have highlighted this point to them. And very soon, as and when we keep discussing and closing with them, we will be intimating this to the our shareholder also, sir.
Understood. So, is there any discussion on the current contract escalation? If you see the situation is currently also ongoing, the fuel price and everything in quarter two is also escalated level. So, do we see the same line of dip in the quarter two, or is there any further improvement we can see?
So, the customer to customer, we are in discussion for escalations. And quarter two, till now, we are seeing that the trend is stabilizing. So depending on the fuel prices, our Q2 results may or may not be impacted. But operation-wise, we can say that we will do good as compared to last year.
Yeah.
In Q2 as well.
Already we have done the best revenue of quarter one, sir.
Yeah.
This is our best performance in terms of revenue and operational efficiency, sir. Best performance.
Understood. Very nice. So, sir, and what will be our capital allocation strategy going forward, considering we are generating good cash?
See, capex allocation for the current mines, current contracts in hand, we are already planning that. And for future opportunities, as and when the opportunity comes, we do evaluate the ROC for the project and then take a call. So depending on that, we will do the capital allocation.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pavan Kumar from State Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
can you hear me? Yeah. So my first question is, as you are alluding, our fuel cost is 100% pass through in case there is a rise. Is that understanding correct?
I would say it is maximum pass through rather than saying 100% pass through.
Okay, and considering also, the fuel prices.
Go ahead.
So if considering the scenario, present scenario remains same, that is elevated fuel prices, would be again seeing the same type of margins in coming quarters, or there could be a difference?
Sir, there are two things. Number one, as you know, that we have already successfully completed an IPO. So post IPO, we have got some extra power with us, that is interest saving. We have also got the liquidity saving. And rather than we focusing that the prices of diesel stay up, we will pray to God that it should stay down. Number two, sir,
initially when this war started, na, sir, there was a scarcity of diesel availability, sir. That is why the spike of diesel was very high. But what trend I have seen in last 1.5-2 months is that availability of diesel or reserves in India has improved a lot, and therefore the pricing has also become very moderate, sir. See, initially the diesel which was at 90 rupees scaled up to 112, then in the range of 130 to 140, and then it also peaked up to 154 rupees, sir. Now, that same diesel also touched a low of 98 rupees, and then today it is standing at 110 to 120 range, sir. So, we believe that Caliber has done fairly well in spite of this spike. And if we did not have had this efficiency and revenue growth, then the margins would have not been even 20%, sir. So we believe the worst in terms of spiking of diesel and scarcity of diesel is over, sir. And we are very bullish that in the coming quarters, we will do better in terms of diesel availability and spike of EBITDA margin, sir.
Okay, thank you for the detailed answer. And then the second question is that, like, primarily you have two divisions, like mining and logistics.
Right.
Can we have some sense of margin separately?
Sir, presently what happens is, we do use interconnections of vehicles also. Like, we use the payloader which is in non-mining sector in the mining sector. So, generally, it is blended, sir. So, margins are blended. And moreover, the margins are almost identical to each other, sir. So we will continue to maintain the margin, sir. And both the divisions do feel the pinch of salt whenever there is a sudden spike of diesel. And as you see in the past, sir, this type of spikes have not taken place at this stage, sir. So this is one-off event, sir. This is not a cyclic event. This is not something which will come in 1 or 2 years. This is one of the things, sir.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for all these answers. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Natali from Bering India. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on a strong quarter, sir. Just a couple of questions. One, obviously Caliber has a strong order book for this year and the next few years as well. But since the IPO has happened, afterwards, has tendering activity resumed meaningfully for the next couple of years? Are we actively bidding for new contracts, and what does that competitive intensity look like? And second question is a follow-up to an answer you gave just a while ago. When do we expect to bid for contracts that are not in coal or overburden mining, and maybe in iron ore, like you said, or MDO tenders?
Yeah, thanks for that question. We started bidding for other coal contracts already from last month itself, and there are a couple of tenders which are in pipeline right now. We have participated more than 8 to 10 tenders right now, and we are awaiting results. Apart from that, we are actively looking for opportunities in other minerals as well, like iron ore and MDO. We are evaluating all these projects based on the margins, the expected margins and the ROC which is expected from that project. So that stage is going right now.
So the 8 to 10 that we've currently, we are in the bidding process for, these are in coal and overburden removal, okay?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ajit Sethi from iQook Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So what is the current gross debt on our books?
Sir, after the repayment of debt, after the this IPO proceeds, we started off the year with 1024 crores of debt, and we will do some rundown as well in the current year by paying EMIs, and we are ad hoc payment of 208 crores. So we expect that by year end we should close at roughly around 750 crores worth of debt. With no, assuming there will be no addition of new vendors, but if there is any new addition to the business, that will add on to my revenue, EBITDA, PAT, and also to the debt, to that extent, beyond 750.
Okay. And so what is our current cost of debt?
It is average 8.5 to 9%, but we expect that to go down, because we are we have already got a upgrade from CRISIL in our rating from BBB positive to A minus with a positive outlook.
Okay. And so what is the amount of CAPEX that we are looking to spend for next 2 to 3 years?
The next 2 to 3 years, based on the expected revenue going forward, we'll give that guidance sometime later.
Okay, no problem. And sir, if possible, can you share what is your bidding pipeline looking like and what is the winning rate for the company?
Sir, regarding the tenders we have in pipeline, there is a list of tenders which I would be able to share with you whenever you put me email. And secondly, sir, we are exploring opportunities day in, day out. As you know, we have recently completed successful IPO. So now the company has a strong liquidity and strong experience of the 35 year plus of industry knowledge. So now we are bidding with a focus of RECE, ROCE, disciplined bidding, sir. So we expect that in the coming future, we will give a good outline on the guidelines on the revenue front, sir. Additions.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Roshan from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Sir, what type of risk do you see in future that could happen when company will expand from current 9-10 sites to probably 20 or 20 plus sites in future?
Sorry, can you just repeat that question, please?
Yeah. Sir, what type of risk do you foresee which can come and will expand from 9 to 10 sites currently to, let's say, 15 or 20 plus sites in future?
Sir, basically, the promoters are very young. The eldest brother is age 43 and the youngest one is 36. We have got 2 decades of leadership left. If, whether it is 7 to 10 sites or whether in the future we'll have 15 to 20 sites, sir, it is the hard work, passion and discipline which we have kept it over the past years. We will have to keep maintaining this. Apart from this, sir, we will have to keep building up a good, sound senior professional team which will keep the work at the site happening at the momentum and at the discipline we need, sir. So it is a team which eventually will give a victory or push to caliber when it comes up to 15 to 20 sites, sir, in future.
Like, will company be able to manage additional number of players, additional manpower, and will not be able to, will not get any sort of penalties in future?
No, we in the past, have made sure that whatever work we have been awarded, we have not been penalized, and we as a company has got some in-house work ethics. So we will keep maintaining the same ethics so that whatever growth we do in future, we have to make sure that we don't get penalized for non-performance.
Okay, sir. Sir, we shifted in around 2020-2021 to from logistics to coal mining. Sir, what was our
We enhanced the work from logistics to mining also, sir.
Sorry, pardon, pardon for that.
No, sir.
What exactly was our thesis back then that we like focus more on coal mining side and even less focus on logistics?
Sir, first of all, our focus it is not only on mining, it is on logistics and coal mining both. But in the current scenario, mining opportunity has got good revenue, good margin, and that is why the management feels going forward also. The mining business, MDO business, and the critical mineral business will keep increasing, sir. The revenue in that field will keep increasing in comparison to the logistic part. And the volume in logistic business is comparatively low than the mining and MDO businesses, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in FY25, we have seen a like jump in absolute amount of cargo handled in logistics segment, while revenue from that segment decreased. So all in all, our revenue, let's say revenue per metric ton decreased from around 100 metric tons, 100 rupees per metric ton to around 60-70 rupees per metric ton. So can you just throw some light on what happened back in FY25?
Sir, if you could repeat this question in a bit detail, sir, we are not able to understand the exact thing. If you can, sir, please.
So in FY25, our total cargo managed was around 26 million metric tons, which increased to 35 million metric tons. However, our logistics from revenue from logistics segment decreased from 266 crores to around 234 crores. So, like we handled more cargo, but we got lesser revenue. So, any reason, any specific reason for that?
Sir, I'll just brief you. Sir, what happens here is, in once we talk about the logistic business, I got your question, sir. See, if earlier I was doing a 100-kilometer logistic transportation, and later on the transportation became for a 50-kilometer one. I'm just giving an example, sir. Happens here is, once you travel for longer periods, you get more freight and less tonnage. And if you transport for the smaller size, you get more tonnage in comparison to the same amount, sir. So, for example, if you want to travel 100 kilometer, you might do one trip a day. If you are doing the same transportation to 50 kilometer, you might do two or three trips, sir. So, quantity and amount in the way you ask cannot be correlated, sir.
Okay. Sir, how do we see our competition? So, like, we are able to generate slightly better margin and ROCEs compared to our peers. So, what could be reason for that? And there are several competitors as well who are also participating in tenders where we also are participating. So,
yes, sir.
Can you please throw some light on competition bit?
Number one, sir, Caliber as a group loves to be in competition, sir. You cannot avoid competition. Not only Caliber or mining business or logistic business. Every business in India do have competition, sir. But you rightly said that we are able to perform better than our peers or competitors unlisted. So the main core reason is Caliber is giving that extra go into the day-to-day activities. And we are taking multiple parameters into account when we are bidding for a contract. And after the L1 securement, after getting L1 secured, we also make sure that we do create that extra X factor in terms of once we implement the system into the field. So that is the reason. And if we also do have in-house world-class maintenance facilities. So that reduces our cost of maintenance by a huge margin. and we do also do sweating of effect. So like we have earlier told in our roadshows also to many of our investors that Calibers do operate vehicles as older as 12 to 17 years also. So sweating of effect and having good maintenance reduces your cost in the longer term.
Okay. So there was one tender with Adani Power at Parsa site, which was suspended in September 23. So what was the actual cause of that, and is anything outstanding from Adani Power, or is everything is received and what are these complaints?
Sir, number one, sir, when we started the work with Adani Power, when we started the work with Adani Power, after 6 months, the site received land issues, sir. So when we monitored the situation, it looked like it will take minimum 4 to 6 months for the mine to restart. So as we told that as a management, we are very efficient and proactive management. That is when the management in that period when it secured giant contract in Singrauli, it shifted its assets from the Adani coal project to the Gen coal project, sir. And due to that, the management did not bear any loss, sir. Otherwise, what would have happened, sir? That if we had kept the equipment idle there, they would not have paid us anything, and we would have ended up paying the EMI from our pocket, manpower cost from our pocket. To avoid this situation, we shifted the equipment and manpower to the jail site situated in Singrauli, Madhya Pradesh.
Okay, and post the land issue was resolved.
Around 6 to 8 months later, sir, the issue was resolved, sir. And till date, we have not initiated the work again at that site. But we are in touch with them. In future, either at the same site or any of the other site, we wish to work with the esteemed group like Adani, sir.
Okay, so the work is not started because of land approval? Some sort of land approval?
Land approval, they, for example, whenever we stopped the work, after 6 to 8 months, they got the land approval and the work restarted again, sir. But again, as a management, we were also unsecured that if we again buy the new equipment, because we had utilized the equipment in the project then, sir. And for example, sir, if I would have again purchased the new equipment for them, and again the land issue would have come up. So as a management, we were unsecured. So we had hindrances in starting the work.
Mr. Roshan, I would request you to rejoin the queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Vishal from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just few clarification. I think on the diesel part, you did mention the peak of the cost is behind us. But in terms of numbers, where the diesel prices are currently, and in the base quarter, this number was hovering at what number? I think you did mention 990 or something. Can you just clarify, sir?
Sir, initially, prior to the Iran war, the prices of diesel were between 88 to 92, 93 rupees, sir. And after the Iran war started, from 20th of March plus, there was a difference of 22 rupees between retail and bulk prices, sir. The retail remained at 90 and the bulk became 112. And simultaneously, in April, it became 130 to 140 range, sir. And eventually, in May, it touched the peak of 154 rupees, sir. So, the best part has been there, sir, that Calibre, in spite of having a jump in diesel amount, with the support of its customers, it did come out of this battle very positively. And in spite of these hindrances, we had no effect on our revenue. There is a great revenue growth in quarter one, which is the highest in the history of Calibre. Number two, sir, coming to the margin front,
as we have said that our adjusted EBITDA is about 20%. So it has got a hit from the last quarter, sir. But we are very confident with the way now the Iran war is coming to a normal situation, sir. And there is a drop down in diesel prices also. We believe we will do very good in the coming quarter, sir.
Okay, okay. And this diesel prices are at hovering at what level, sir, right now?
Sir, on first of I think this bulk prices get changed every fortnightly, sir. So okay. In the from 1st of August, it came in the range of 120-125. In the earlier, for example, from 1st July to 15th July, it was between 98 to 101, sir. Then you might be seeing that the barrel prices also had decreased to a range of 75. Then again, in a span of 3 days, it has shot up to 95 rupees. And now again, it has dropped down to a range of 80-82 rupees, sir. So we believe in the coming fortnight, again, the prices will be on the lower side, sir.
Okay. No, so I mean, let me know your numbers. So, is it fair to say probably the number of 90 odd, which was in the base quarter, it has come back to the same number? It is at 120.
Sir, what will happen is, what I believe is, with the current barrel price, see, what we do is, the pricing is based on barrel. So, barrel pricing as on date is around 80 to 82 rupees, sir. So, from the 16th of August, I feel this price will be again very much in the comfort range of what you are saying, sir.
Okay, okay. And the
best part is, sir, that as a management, we have done exceptionally well in giving the equipment to all the new projects. All the existing projects are already running. So all our existing projects and new projects are performing as per the LOA terms, and we believe from 15th September to 30th September, the rainy season tend to end, sir. So from 1st of October, Caliber will full-fledgedly do mining to the terms of the contract, and will do very good numbers in the coming quarter, sir.
Yes, no, that is absolutely fine, sir. I think you are pretty humble and you will do great, sir. I think thought to check on the numbers and other details. And sir, in terms of revenue part, it is fair to say it is linked with both the coal extraction as well as overburden removal. We get separately the billing parts for both of them, or we get only for the coal extraction and what is shipped?
Sir, there are two types of contracts we get into. In one type, we only do overburden removal, sir. Coal is done by Coal India, sir. This is one type of contract. And the second type of contract is wherein we do overburden and coal both, sir. So if we are doing both, we get paid for both, sir. So for overburden removal, we are paid on per cubic meter. And for coal extraction, we are billed on per metric ton, sir.
Okay. So the number in the PPT which you have shown for the coal extraction, 1.54 million ton, we have got certain revenue, and for 43.4 million cubic meter, we have got a certain revenue. Is that
clear? Yeah, both are different, sir. Right, sir.
Okay, got it. Maybe one last thing, sir. In terms of EBITDA growth, you will clarify in the PPT, but when it comes to taking down to, say, PAT growth, and the depreciation and other things are higher than probably EBITDA growth, I say that. So are we following some different depreciation policy, or probably we are yet to utilize our asset completely, which could streamline our
depreciation? The second one which you have told you is right. You have told it right, sir.
Sir, this is Nikhil here. Basically, there is a higher incidence of depreciation and interest cost in the Q1 as compared to the last quarter, which is mainly because of the higher capex done in the Q1. And that's why you see the lesser PAT margin.
Okay.
But it has not got the entire quarter to do the revenue.
Okay. And sir, in case of any weakness in the demand for the coal, if Coal India sees,
Then are the contracts on a take or pay or
We are one thing is very clear that there is no weakening demand for coal, because you see the power sector, and power sector is growing every day, and demand is growing every day. Even if you see the thermal power demand and the projections which we are having, so one thing is very clear that there is no slowdown in the coal sector. However, also our contracts are not dependent on whether there will be coal or not. We are required to do the overburden removal. In some contracts, we are required to do the coal extraction also. But when after the overburden is removed and coal is extracted, we are not responsible for that coal.
Okay. And it is fair to say probably the revenue that we are getting is largely from Coal India. That's my last question, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
More than 80% of the revenue. Yeah.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The last question is in the line of Aman Kotadia from Anvil. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Hemant from
Anvil. Good afternoon, Aman.
Sir, my question on the, what are realization per cubic meter of OB removal we are getting from the Coal India or the other miners, and per metric ton on coal extraction, approx realization?
Aman, we do OB removal and coal extraction together, and basically our fleet and manpower and all the resources are deployed for the site for both the works, and in some sites we also do logistics, and all the resources and manpower are used interchangeably. So it's very difficult to track realization per cubic meter and realization per tonnage of the coal, because we do have the blended margins for all the activities together.
Okay. So how you internally bid for the contract, because it's some benchmark you should have to consider while bidding, that's what my question.
Except what we actually do is, whenever we are doing a project, we set the equipment parameters, manpower parameters, and then the efficiency of the equipment. And with the equipment efficiency, the EMI and all the costing getting total, then it gets bundled up with the costing, and then we quote that.
Okay. No issues. And second quarter being the monsoon quarter, it will be seasonally weak quarter, or volume numbers will be similar kinds of what?
The monsoon is a weak quarter for our sector, sir. And number two, sir, as we have done 43 million cubic meter in quarter one, we wish to do approximately 34 million cubic meter in quarter two, sir. So, and from quarter three onwards, sir, three and four will be the best quarter for deliver, sir, because we have also secured the contract in quarter one. That contract is also getting settled. So from 1st of October, when the rain is over, sir, we believe the rain is over, then we will do very good, sir, because all our contracts, equipment, everything is ready, sir. We only now need to push on the efficiency part, sir.
Okay, sir. And I missed one number, net debt and the capex number for the year.
Sir, if we are talking about the current orders which we have secured, in the complete year, we will be adding up 450 crores, sir. Out of that 450, 167 will be in the cash part, sir. So on the loan part, if we don't add up any further tender from here on, sir, 283 will be in the form of loan, and approximately 167 will be in the form of cash addition, sir. 50 crore here and there can happen. Rest all will stay high, sir. 150
crore.
And at the end of the year, sir, we will, if we don't add up any new tender, we will, our debt will stay in the range of 750 crore. This will be due to two reasons, sir. Number one is IPO money, and number two is EMI repayment, sir.
The participant line has dropped. We take that as the last question of the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining in the call, and thank you for asking us such a wonderful question. Just to give a little bit of guidance on FY27, we are building on the robust order book of 9125 crores, representing over 5x of company's FY26 consolidated revenue. This provides the company with a strong multi-year revenue visibility, and we will be doing a revenue growth of about 45% to 50% this is driven by full year execution of orders which we have won recently. Apart from that, we are targeting to have an EBITDA growth of 35% plus year on year, subject to fuel cost spikes, which we are expecting to normalize. And this will also be led by fleet and ERP-led efficiencies, which we are targeting in the current year. PAT growth, we are again expecting to be in the range of 35% plus year on year, reflecting a margin which will be having because of saving in interest cost as well. Then we are also scaling up our fleet and capacity and equipment during the this remaining part of the year. Mr. Mohit Chadha would like to add on a few things.
So, number one, I would like to thank each and every investor who had bid for the application in the IPO, which has happened a few days ago. So, I would humbly thanks for the trust they have shown in Caliber Mining. The moderate drop in EBITDA due to the Iran war and the sudden spike in diesel. But we once again assure to all our investors that Caliber has done exceptionally well in revenue growth, efficiency growth, and tuning the all the contracts which it has received recently. And we believe and we think that the situation of the war is normalizing, and we will come up with very good numbers in the coming quarter. So this is all from the side of Caliber. Thank you, Team DAM, for organizing this call. Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.